Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
Still in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I just want to look at one verse this morning. I told you at the beginning, for those who just joined us, we've been going verse by verse in the book of 1 Corinthians. It's been months, and we're in chapter number 15. In verse number 23, we hit on it last week, and I want to go a little bit more in depth in it this week, because 1 Corinthians 15 is, we've already been told, it's that great resurrection chapter in all of God's Word. It talks about different resurrections. It talks about Jesus' resurrection, which is the gospel. We see that at the beginning of the chapter. And then we see some questions that was raised about the church at Corinth. They had questions about their resurrection. And Paul said, why is it that some of you still have a problem with that? And we looked at that last couple of weeks about if resurrection is not so, then your faith is vain, our preaching is vain, we're a bunch of liars, all these things. We looked at that last week or two. But I want to notice once again in verse number 23. Again, he's speaking about the resurrection. But every man in his own order, I think I defined that word order last week, as that which has been arranged. In other words, their class. Every man in his own order. Jesus talked about that there's going to be two resurrections. There's that, and I won't turn to it, but it's in Revelation, in John chapter number 5, verse number 29, where he talks about the resurrection of the righteous and the resurrection unto the unjust who for condemnation. So everybody will receive a resurrected body. Everybody, even unbelievers. And we learned already that that's after the millennium, after the tribulation is, we're going to look at that, about that resurrection. But we see after the millennium that the unbelievers will stand and the books will be opened. And before that, Satan is cast into the lake of fire. And then death and hell is released and stands before Jesus at the great white throne judgment. And they also are cast into the lake of fire. And that's the second death. So just know everybody that has ever been born, even like anybody, okay, even unborn children, but anyway, they will all receive resurrected bodies. And that's why it's so important that, but every man in his own order, even unbelievers, and people don't normally talk about that. They think about believers get resurrected bodies, even unbelievers in their point of order, okay? Then it goes here. Christ the first fruits, and I defined first fruits, as we looked in the book of Leviticus, at the feast of the first fruits and things of that nature. But it literally was, there was a promise of more to come. Of the first fruits. Hey, our motorcycle guys are here. The CMA people are going to join us. Hear them coming? There's going to be a bunch of Harleys here today, okay? They're showing their presence. Anyway, yeah, the first fruits, it's a promise that there's more to follow. And we looked at that about Jesus look back with me in verse number 20. Look at verse number 20. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. And notice that's in the plural. It's not the first fruit. It's the first fruits of them that slept. And we looked last week a little bit in Matthew chapter number 27 about the first fruits. In other words, there'll be more that will follow. Jesus of necessity was the first to have a glorified body. Last week we looked at, there had been resurrections in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Remember Elisha and Elijah, the people had been raised from the dead. Lazarus was raised from the dead. Others that had been raised from the dead. But when they were raised, they did not receive a glorified body. Jesus was the first to ever receive a glorified body. What does that look like? I don't know. I hadn't seen one. All right. I just know we're going to, 1 John 3 tells us we're going to have a body like his, whatever it is. It's going to be a body like his. Turn me to Matthew chapter number 27. I want you to see, I believe these other people that are mentioned in Matthew 27 are also first fruits, because it said he became the first fruits of them that slept. Matthew chapter number 27. Let's begin verse number 50. He's on the cross. This is about 3:00 now in the afternoon. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. You've heard me say this time and time again. Jesus was not martyred. He freely gave his life. When he said, it is finished, and I heard that yesterday, Brian preached yesterday, or somebody mentioned that about Jesus didn't say it that I am finished. He said, it is finished. Because Jesus knew there was going to be a resurrection. But anyway, it's finished. He yielded up the ghost. Verse 51, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. We talked about that, and the earth did quake, and the rocks did rent. Now notice this, these next two verses. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. And remember, the word resurrection means to stand again, to stand up. So literally, these saints were resurrected. They arose, and I believe these were part of the first fruits. Christ, the first fruit, he was the first to receive a glorified body. And then these others that followed, they also received a glorified body. Because look at this, verse 53. And came out of the graves after his resurrection. And that's a very important word, after. Jesus was the first. People have all kinds of ideas that when he died, the graves were open. And I even got one guy, a book, he wrote that he thought the people sat up in their graves. And then when Jesus came out of the grave, then they rose and walked around through the streets of Jerusalem. No, it's just a picture of after Jesus' resurrection, that first day of the week, that Sunday morning, even before it was yet dark, before it was yet light, Jesus was already risen. After that, they came out of the graves and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. What a sight that must have been, where they walk up to a house and they said, Uncle Joe, we just buried you a month or 2 months ago in your life. He said, yes, everything you heard about Jesus and the resurrection is true. And so they were witnesses to the resurrection because they were part of that. So like I just said, these were the first fruits. In other words, there was going to be a promise of more to come, just like them, just like Christ, who received the glorified body. Now, we looked at the picture of the resurrection. It's pictures of the harvest. There's the first fruits, there's the main harvest, and then there's the gleanings. Actually, there's three parts to what we would call a harvest. First fruits, the main harvest we would call the vast majority. Then you have the gleanings. Remember the gleanings in the book of Ruth, where that's at the end, and that's the last of the harvest. Well, that's the picture of our resurrection. There's the first fruit, Christ, the first fruits with a glorified body, and those saints which arose out of their grave and walked through the holy city and witnessed the resurrection. And by the way, the Bible does not say any more about them, what happened to them. So my opinion that when Jesus ascended into heaven some 40 days later, they ascended with him also, but they were just witnesses of the truth of resurrection. So we get to the point of the main harvest. Who is involved in the main harvest? Well, in the old country language, we-ins are, all right? We would call it the New Testament saints from the time of Christ's resurrection. After that, every saint that has died up to today, if Jesus was to come today, they will receive a resurrected body. And that's what we would call the main harvest. We see that here. Go back with me in 1 Corinthians 5. Let me just real quick, look in verse number 51. I'm going to jump way ahead. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. I heard they're putting this sign up in the nursery, by the way. You get that on the way home. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. And it goes on about the immortality and all. This is what we call the main harvest. And it also talks about that in 1 Corinthians or 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. That the trump of God shall sound, dead in Christ shall rise, and things of that nature. So that's the main harvest. That is what we would be involved in as New Testament saints. And I've said it over and over and over and over again. I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upper taker. Because he says, we which are alive and remain. Paul was looking for the coming of Christ in his day.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.